Russian President Vladimir Putin has held a phone conversation with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan with a focus on the situation in Afghanistan. The Kremlin said the two sides underlined the importance of ensuring peace and stability in Afghanistan, as well as the strict observance of law and order. Putin and Erdogan emphasized the needs of fighting terrorism and drug trafficking, as well as strengthening coordination on Afghan issues. The Taliban announces that its delegation has met with political figures in the Afghan capital Kabul, assuring them of security and safety. A Taliban spokesperson said the delegation told the attendees about the future of the Islamic Emirate. The name of Afghanistan under Taliban rule, which wants a strong central government that respects the rule of law and gives every citizen the opportunity to serve his country. The Taliban entered Kabul on August 15th after taking control of most parts of Afghanistan, following the rapid withdrawal of the US and NATO forces from the country that began in May. The Chinese ambassador to the United States has expressed his birthday wishes to giant panda Xiao Qiji at the Smithsonian's National Zoo. Qinggang also sent him a birthday gift via video. The ambassador said over the past year, with care and support from both Chinese and Americans, Xiao Qiji has grown from a tiny cub to an energetic panda. Hong Kong youngsters will have the opportunity to engage in a real-time dialogue with three mainland astronauts on China's space station next month. Ni Haisheng, Liu Boming and Tang Hongbo, who were on board the Shenzhou probe spaceship, were sent into space and entered the space station core module Tianhe on June 17th. They have since carried out a number of tasks as planned. Most schools for children in India have been shut since the outbreak of COVID-19. Non-profit organizations have been helping poor children in Delhi receive education in the Hope buses. San Francisco has introduced the strictest vaccination proof requirement in the United States. Local officials say the measure will help protect those who have not been inoculated. An industrial report shows that China's mobile game sector maintained steady expansion in July. The report says the sales revenue of China's mobile game market topped 18.2 billion yuan last month, up 6.6% year-on-year. It also shows Chinese mobile game developers raked in over $1.6 billion US in sales revenue from overseas business last month.